Matthew chapter 6, verse number 19, the Bible says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." As we focus on giving, we're not just focusing on giving as you might focus at a fundraiser or something like that. We're focused on giving as a Christian ought to focus on giving back to their Creator. Realizing that God gave us everything, this life and everything in it. And everything that God has given us is a treasure. And we've got to decide, how are we going to use the treasure that God has given us? The Bible says to not lay it up. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. So you've got a treasure God has given you. He's given you life. He's given you time. He's given you all kinds of wonderful abilities. And He's given you finances. He's given you talents. And He wants you to use those for Him. And this morning I just want to explain why. God said, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth. He said, do lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And then He said the reason is because in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jim Elliot, a missionary to the South American natives, lost his life trying to reach them with the gospel. But before he did, he'd written this in his journal. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. I'm going to preach a very abbreviated message this morning. I think abbreviated is fair because to say a short message, I just don't know that those two ought to go together. We'll call it abbreviated this morning. It'll be short. Thank you for being here. I'm glad you had a chance to see the video. Let me say this. Brother Orlando Pineda was mentioned, his family featured in that video. Today is the second anniversary of the new church that they started just south of Albuquerque. March 24th, 2013 is when they started that. And it is because of the people of New Heights Baptist Church investing in God's work that that church got started. That is a seed that was planted and fruit is growing. I didn't notice this till this morning watching the video, that behind the picture of Brother Pineda with all the people there, it said something about let your fruit remain or something like that. And I thought, wow, God just put that together for us. What a blessing that was. I want to give you some thoughts about treasure. The joy that comes in obtaining eternal treasures is far greater than the cost that it takes to obtain those treasures. Let me say that again. The joy that comes in obtaining eternal treasures, the kind of treasures that God wants us to have, the joy is so much greater than what it costs to obtain those treasures. There's joy in giving up lesser treasures to obtain greater ones. We got back from the stewardship banquet last night, and my son was talking about how they had played Monopoly. And I'll use this for an illustration because it just works right here. And he was playing with someone who hadn't played very much Monopoly and was still kind of learning. And towards the end of the game, this particular other young person was needing some properties. And he didn't, if you played Monopoly, you know you need to have properties to survive in that game. And my son didn't have any problem selling a property he didn't need for a whole bunch more money than it was worth. It's actually pretty easy to do. It's easy to give up something that's a lesser treasure in order to obtain a greater treasure. Jesus said, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth. But He said, do lay up treasures for yourselves in heaven. Interesting that He didn't just say lay up treasures in heaven. He said lay up treasures for yourselves in heaven. God isn't against storing treasures for yourselves. He just wants you to store them someplace where you can't lose them. Have you ever given money to your kids, or more likely, your kids' grandparents or somebody like that gave money to your kids? And you've watched the transaction happen, and then you've said, can I hold that for you so you don't lose it? You've probably got stories, and just last week I gave a quarter to my youngest, and he was going to use it for something, maybe, I don't know, playing Pac-Man, or do you play Pac-Man anymore still? There was a video game that had Pac-Man on it, and I'd given him a quarter, and he was playing with it, and can you imagine this? He played with it, he threw it, because it makes a cool sound when money bounces, and he threw it, and it landed in a bush after a couple bounces and lost it. See, as a parent, I want to say, let me hold that for you so you don't lose it. And as a loving father, God is not against you storing treasures for yourself. He just wants you to store them someplace where you can't lose them. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. God's interested in your long-term wealth. He wants the very best for you. God wants us to live for His glory. And you got to learn this. And what's for His glory is always for our good. God's not so interested in us always being wealthy on this earth, because that doesn't really matter. Some preachers will get up and preach what we would call a health and wealth gospel, prosperity gospel. And that says if you give money to the church or to their ministry or however they say it, you will be wealthy and you'll be healthy and you have everything you need. That's not God's plan all the time. But if you do give to the Lord, the Bible says you will lay up treasures where moth nor rust does not corrupt, where thieves cannot break through and steal. This morning, as I'm preaching a very brief message, I want you to realize there's a direct link between money and your spiritual life. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What a great example we have of the man named Zacchaeus. Now, it might help if I said it this way. Zacchaeus. All right, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. And after that happened, Zacchaeus came, and he came to Jesus. And the Bible says that he said, I am giving half of my goods to the poor. I'm restoring fourfold, four times what I've wrongfully taken. And we realize salvation, Jesus said it, salvation has come to this house. Not because he gave away money, not because he gave back what he'd stolen. That's not why he got saved. Salvation came because Zacchaeus met Jesus and Jesus changed his life. But once his life was changed, there's a direct connection and he gave back that money that he had stolen and he restored it fourfold. Giving didn't save Zacchaeus, it just demonstrated that he was saved. The money God entrusts to us here on earth is for investing in eternity. Whenever I was little, one of my mom's aunts gave all of us kids a U.S. bond. I think it was like a $50 U.S. bond. The awful thing about those things is you can't spend them. And you had to put it in the bank for like 100 years before you can use it. At least as a 5 or 6 year old, that's just what it seems like. But this one of my mom's aunts didn't give it to us to spend right away. She gave it to us to invest so that later on we would have that money to use. You know, God gives you some money to spend because you have to have it. You can't survive without it. But of those treasures that God gives us, some of it's to use, but most of it, much of it, I don't know that I should say most of it because that's between you and God, but much of it is to invest into eternity. Why does God bless us? Why does He give us these things? Luke 6:38, the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. God always pays back more than you give Him. You heard the testimony on the video several different times. God always pays back more than you give Him. And every day is an opportunity to buy up, if I can use a financial term, to buy up more shares in the kingdom of heaven. I don't know if you've ever bought up any shares. I've never bought up any shares, but some of you may know what we're talking about here. An opportunity to invest in something eternal. An opportunity to invest in something that's not going to leave or pass away, that you don't have to leave behind when you go, but an opportunity to invest in something eternal. Every day is that opportunity for you. The Bible says, and I've read this just a moment ago, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. If you give, the Bible principle, here's one verse that describes it, but the Bible principle is God will bless you back, but he doesn't just give you back exactly what you've given. God blesses you in ways that are in abundance. Julie said it very well in the video. We may give financially, but we don't always receive a financial blessing. It may not always be, as she said, going to the mailbox to check and see if my check for the exact amount that I gave came in yet. But sometimes it's a spiritual blessing. Sometimes it's a relationship type of a thing. Sometimes it's an opportunity to serve. Sometimes it's not going to be seen in this life. It may be something that just in heaven you laid it up and it's there. But God always blesses more than we give. I've heard all my life, you can't outgive God, you can't outgive God. Then I began trying, not trying to outgive God, but I tried investing in the work of God and realize it's true, you can't. You can't. And I want to show you this morning why. I showed this to you before. Brother Alexander, if you'd bring up our illustration, I'm going to move this speaker over just a little bit, just like that. And I want you to see why this morning you can't outgive God. Into God's economy is built in this amazing, I don't even know what to call it. We're just going to describe it this way. Whenever I give to God, God always, as he says, gives back. He uses the same measure with whatever the Bible says. Let me read it to you. For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again. I've got two shovels here. I think it'll help to illustrate what we're going to do. If I was to take just a little bitty cup and get some corn, it represents our seeds, and move it from here to there, and maybe give God just a little bit. The Bible says God uses the same measure. What I want you to understand this morning is as you give to God, God does bless. It's not always the way we might expect it, but I want you to see the way it works. I'd like to ask, Ricky, can you help me this morning? Ricky, is that okay, Mr. So? I should have asked you first. Ricky's always a willing helper. And Ricky, I'm going to ask you to help me to volunteer with something this morning, and I'm going to give you this shovel. All right? And you're going to stand right here, right back here, and you're going to help me. We're going to shovel some corn back and forth, okay? Just hold your shovel here just for a moment. As you begin life, God gives you so many blessings. You can't put a financial number on the blessings God gives you. You really can't. Your family, your health, your salvation. How do you put a price tag on that? You can't. But God, the Bible says, loads us with blessings. And this morning, I'm just going to pretend to be God in this illustration. Ricky is going to pretend to be Ricky. Can you do that? All right, you can handle that. So here's what happens. As you begin life, God begins to give you some blessings. And he'll put some blessings in your life. And maybe a paycheck would be a blessing. Having a job, what a blessing that is. And there's all the other ones that you can't even measure with finances, but we'll just talk financial this morning for just a moment. So I give them just a couple blessings. Don't worry about the corn, we'll pick it up later. Just a couple blessings. Now, Ricky learned in Sunday school that you're supposed to tithe. Tithe is just giving 10% back of what God gave to you. So Ricky, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a big full shovel scoop and put it from your side to my side, because I think God's blessed you a lot and you're going to give back to him. Now stop there for just a second. Most of us, when we hold this shovel, we're scared to really fill it up. We're scared to fill it up. We want to do this. Just some. The reason we do this is because we're scared that we're not going to have enough left over. So we'll give a little bit. Okay, Ricky, give me about this much corn, all right? Can you put that over there in that bucket, all right? All right? And then there's still more there. It's a bigger shovel. But it's the same measure. I give it back. Now here's what I want you to see. As we give to God's work, God never ceases to bless us. He said he would. The promises are all through the scripture, but we just don't understand it because we don't see it. I want you to see it in action. Ricky, every time I give you a shovel, I want you to give me a shovel back. Okay? God blesses you. You give him back just whatever you want to give him back. Okay? But you know what you got to do? You got to go first. And interesting. Give God first. Give. And it shall be given unto you. Give me another one. Don't worry about the corn. I'll clean it up. Give me another one. Give me another full shovel. Give. Fill it up real good and full. There you go. And it shall be given unto you. We're using the same measure. It's just that God has a bigger shovel. You see that? All right, give. Keep giving. You're not doing very good. Your bucket's getting full. You better keep giving. All right, give. Full shovel. And it shall be given back to you. A little too much there. All right. Back to you. All right, give. And it shall be given back to you. And Ricky, I want you to do this. I want you to give me so much you don't have anymore. Just, you better go quick because you got to get rid of all that corn. I would like you to try to empty that bucket into my bucket. All right? But every time he does that, I'm giving back. And I'm giving back. Come on, Ricky. You see what's happening here? There is no way. All right, time out. There is no way his bucket's going to run out. Why? Give, and it shall be given back to you. And the Bible doesn't start there. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and look at this, running over. You better keep giving because your bucket's about full. We're making a mess. But give, isn't this fun, making a mess in church? All right, now stop there for a minute. He gave me one. I'm going to give him one. There's a psalm about this somewhere. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. There's another verse about my cup runneth over. Whoa. You know, there's no way if we kept up this system, Ricky's ever going to run out of corn in his bucket. Now, why is that? Because God has a bigger shovel. Now, here's what I want. Ricky, thank you for your help today. We'll get Brother Alexander to clean that up. Give me a handshake. We'll get Brother Alexander to fill that up. Be very careful walking because it's like ice skating, okay? Don't step on that. Do you understand what's happening here? That's a picture of our Christian life. And God says, I'm going to give you a little bit. I'm going to see how you do with it. As we give just a portion back, just a bit, all he says is, he said, I command you to give 10%, that's the tithe. But he said, here's an opportunity to give towards missions in Thailand. Here's an opportunity to give towards a new roof because this one's leaking. Here's an opportunity to give so the ministry will grow, so we can reach the city with the gospel. And as we say, okay, God, I'll take you up on that and I'll give, God says, I'm glad you gave, but when you give, it will be given back to you. You will not outgive God. You can't do it. You can try. But the more you give to God's work, the more God can use, the more God will bless. The reason for choosing this illustration this morning, we're teaching on giving. God doesn't need our money. He's got a bucket full, all right? We need His blessing. And God has allowed us to be the ones to invest in His work. More specifically, God's allowed us to be the ones to invest in the work of God through New Heights Baptist Church of Albuquerque. I hope this helps you. Hope this helps you to realize, as I give, God will bless. And one more thought. Whew, as I try not to fall. When you give like this, God's going to give back the same measure. More. He's got a bigger shovel, pressed down, shaken together, running over. More, but the same measure. I would ask you, what are souls worth? We saw this video. Teresa heard about our church, but it really doesn't start there. I mean, I'm the one that told Teresa. My dad's the one that told me. Another pastor told him. Somebody, his brother and mom shared the gospel with him. But I told Teresa, Teresa told John, John told Ruby, Ruby told Brenda, Brenda told Orlando. Orlando brought his family. Since then, all four of his kids have been saved. Then Orlando left here and started a church. Blessing yesterday. Brother Orlando came by here to borrow something, and he had a soul winner with him that he was teaching how to share the gospel with somebody else. Just a seed. Just a little seed planted grows in huge ways. We're talking finances. We're talking about how to invest our treasure into God's work. What I want you to get is very simple. It's a worthwhile investment. It's a worthwhile investment. Give it to God. He'll use it. In just a moment. Actually, ladies, if I could have our ladies trio to come. They're going to get ready to sing here in just a moment. I'm going to pray, and I told you it's going to be a different service. It is different than any other service. We're going to pray, and then I'm going to have them to sing. Ushers, if I can have you to get ready, we're going to take up our offering this morning. This is the last opportunity as an English ministry we have to give towards this stewardship program, the stewardship offering. And I'm just going to ask that you would pray between you and God how you would give to His work. How would you give? Just consider it. Just consider it. And I'll say this one more time. The widow gave two mites, and God said she has given more than all those rich people who cast much into the offering. It's not about giving a large amount. It's simply this. It's simply, what does God want me to do? This is a Sunday morning. I know we've got guests here. If you're a guest, please, this offering is not for you to participate in. You can if you want. We won't stop you. We've not done that yet since we've started. But this offering is not for the purpose of getting people to give I came this morning. What an awful day to be a guest in that church today. No, this is for our people, the people of New Heights Baptist Church, to be able to give towards what God is doing here. I'm going to pray and then I'll ask the ladies to come. Father, I pray that you would bless this offering this morning. Lord, we've learned that you've given us a treasure and we can either invest it here or we can invest it in eternity. And then we saw how it works, how you give back to us. You use the same measure, but you give us so much more and press down, shake them together, running over. Lord, I pray that we would just simply obey your word, obey your voice as you speak to our heart. Lord, many of our people have been praying about what to give towards this stewardship program, this stewardship offering. I know many of our people have already given through the Friday night banquet offering and the Saturday night banquet offering. And Lord, I just ask that you'd move our hearts. And then I ask, more importantly, that you'd receive glory from the offerings that we're taking. We want to give them to you. We want to use them for your work. We want to see people saved. We want to see more families changed. We want to see a difference happen because of this. And Lord, that's why we're taking this offering. That's why we're giving this offering. We're giving it to you. In Jesus' name, amen.